moment, please.
Yes, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, good, thanks.
All right, okay, I'm all set with my little recorder here. And so, Beth, what I am helping do is to conduct a series of interviews with professionals like you in order to better understand your online information search needs. And your responses are going to help us inform the creation of a new searchable database on usdairy.com. And this tool will provide easy access to hundreds of technical insights and research-related resources like white papers or fact sheets or research summaries. And your feedback is really going to be instrumental in helping us make sure that this tool meets your needs. So if you need further clarification on a question or would like a couple examples, just stop me and let me know. And our discussion should take no more than 15 to 20 minutes. Does that all sound good with you?
I think so. I'm getting a lot of feedback from, like, it sounds like, I don't know, like you're almost in the middle of a really, really...
I hear what you're saying.
Is this a little better? I'm sitting under an air vent, and unfortunately I don't have another room, and it sounds like the fan is going. I tried to move the phone away. Is that better at all?
I'm sure we can make do. If there's something I need you to repeat, I might ask you to repeat something.
Okay, sounds good. So first I'd like to learn a little bit about your online search experiences in general. And I'm wondering if you can think of any good examples of search experiences that you've really felt were positive and you really liked. And that could be for a personal reason, so it could be something like Netflix or Amazon or eBay, or for professional purposes.
Oh, wow. Okay, so any sort of searching that I've liked.
Mm-hmm.
Let me think. You know, there is... I tend to, well, if it's for, say, professional, usually what I tend to do is use Google, and I might, you know, type in my search term, but then I like to use all the filters along the side. So, you know, if I'm focusing on specifically something that's news-related, if I want something, you know, that's been updated recently, if I'm looking for something that was within a particular time frame, that type of filter is really helpful. Some of the newspaper websites, Washington Post, New York Times, they also have similar filters that allow you to look for things based on, you know, whether it's an article or a blog, because sometimes you don't want to see a blog, you want to see an article. Or if you're looking for something that's recent to or particular to a defined time period. So I would say those would be the key things that I look for. You know, is really sort of separating out all the blog information from what I would consider to be more content-driven information, as well as the time would be sort of the two main pieces that I think make searching for information online ideal.
Okay, so time and then kind of the credibility, or if it's from, you know, a trusted source versus a blog. Are there any other filters that you would like to see in place that would help you out, or while you're kind of weeding through search results, you kind of automatically discount these kind of results because they're not necessary for you?
No, I mean I've sort of learned my way to use the filters to really sort of narrow down to exactly what I think I'm looking for.
Okay, is there any other filtration option that would help you?
You know what else is really helpful? And let me see if I can pull up the website as an example. Let's see. Maybe, I hope I get this. Oh, okay, so great. Food Production Daily is a great example of something where you're looking at a particular article, and down at the bottom, sometimes it'll say more news on this topic. You know, so it's sort of already done the searching for me where, you know, if I am reading an article and I'm like, oh, I didn't know about this, I want more background information, it's gone and pulled out from its own database, pulled out sort of related stories that I might be interested in. That's also really helpful, where it's almost like an automatic search where it's being done in the background, even though I didn't ask it to do it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right, those are great responses, and I'm wondering if, on the flip side, can you think of any anywhere online that is just really frustrating to search?
Any place where it's really frustrating to search? Let's see. Anything where I can't do any filtering. I know that there are some, and off the top of my head, I wish I could give you some great examples. Some of the newspaper sites that I go to don't let you apply searches, or sometimes if I go to a website, you know, like a newspaper website, and like I said, I apologize, I can't think of the specific newspaper right now, but, you know, I want to, let's hypothetically say I want to search for milk, and I apply the filters, and I'm like, oh, okay, well, that wasn't really what I was looking for. Now I want to go back and search for yogurt, but I want to use the same filters.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new search. It resets all the filters. That's annoying. You know, I like it where, okay, I've gone through the trouble of, I want this time frame, I want this specific type of article, this is what I'm looking for, here's all my, you know, sort of, I've refined exactly what I'm looking for. I just want to change one thing, and it goes back to sort of a default setting. That's really frustrating.
Okay, that's a great answer. Anything else that's frustrating about search for you?
I don't really, you know, off the top of my head, I'm trying to think. Anytime where I can't use all the little easy features, quotes, you know, if I want to put a phrase in quotes, and some websites don't let you put phrases in quotes, so they don't recognize a phrase, then it's looking for every single word in that phrase. That's frustrating. When I can't link terms using the and or the or, that's also frustrating. So being able to sort of use those sort of, I don't even know what you call them.
I think it's
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Like the quotes and putting, you know, if I want to look for milk and yogurt or milk or yogurt, like being able to have something that recognizes those, what it is I'm trying to do when I want to link terms together in a certain way.
Okay, great. Now let's focus on your experiences searching for dairy industry information specifically.
Okay.
And I know you mentioned newspaper sites and Food Production Daily. Is there any other sites that you frequent looking for dairy industry information?
Yes, there would be a lot that I frequent. So there's a whole bunch related to Food Production Daily. So that's one. But then they also have related sites. FoodNavigator.com, NutriIngredients.com, I said Food Production Daily, Food Quality News, Dairy Reporter, Beverage Daily. I think those are some of the highlights there. I also, because I do a lot of food safety stuff, even though it's not specific to dairy, Food Safety News is a great resource. I find that I go there a lot. A lot of what they do, even though it's not dairy specific, dairy ends up being included in a lot of the stories. I think those are big ones.
Okay.
I spend a lot of my time.
Okay, excellent. And when you're going to those sites, what type of information are you looking for? Are you looking for packaged insights, the latest news on what's happening in the research world? What are you going to these sites to find?
Typically, I'm going to find what is new and what is current. I mean, I have other websites that I go to when I'm looking for, okay, I want to find the original research article for a certain topic. You know, I want something very, very specific. The sites that I mentioned, you know, earlier are typically places that I go when it's, okay, I want to learn what's going on in the world on this topic. Current events and news, that's basically what I would use those sites for.
Okay. And when you find that information, what's new and what's current and kind of what's going on in the world, how do you use that information? Just kind of build a background knowledge, or is there anything that you would, like, are you looking for things to put into a presentation, answer questions?
Sometimes, for what I do, sometimes it's just keeping on top of and tracking an issue. So, you know, I want to be aware of something that might sort of be developing in the background, and while it's not a huge issue yet, okay, I can look forward and see, you know what, in a couple of months, weeks, years, whatever, this is going to be something that's going to be really important, so I want to keep tabs on it as it develops.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it is in response to a question, where I'll get a question from a member, hey, have you heard about you know, A, B, or C, and I'll have to read up on it a little bit if I haven't been following that issue quite as closely. Sometimes I'll use it as a way to get to the original research. So I might read somebody else's summary of, okay, there was this new nutrition study, and here's what this recommendation is going to be based on, and there will be a link to, oh, here's where I can go find the original research article. So sometimes I, you know, instead of doing a random search for specific research articles, I'll go through sort of the lay summary, if you will, and have it take me there. I'm trying to think what else. Those would sort of be the highlights off the top of my head right now.
Okay. Now, when you're on those sites, are you browsing or are you using keywords to search for information?
Well, it depends. Some of the sites that I mentioned, I have subscribed to, so I get daily updates, and I can read, you know, the half dozen headlines that they send me, and I can choose to click and read the full story.
Mm-hmm.
And that is really helpful. Rather than going every day to a dozen sites and entering a dozen search terms, I can see everything that they've posted in the past 24 hours, and I can make decisions about what I would or would not want to read. So that would be one thing. I'm trying to think what else. What else were you looking for?
If you're on one of those sites and you're trying to find something and you're using a keyword search, what type of keywords are you putting in? Are you looking up the topic? Are you looking up the author? Are you looking up kind of the end format, so article?
I think a lot of that depends on the purpose. So if I'm looking for something that I'm going to put in, you know, a daily news alert that I'm going to send out to our members, those would be very general keywords. Okay, so I want to find all the news from the past 24 hours where the word milk came up. Or I want to find all the news in the past 24 hours where the word cow came up. You know, things that are very, very general for giving other people, pointing other people in the right direction for here's how you want to stay new and current.
Okay.
Now, if my purpose is very specific, like, okay, I read this article, you know, author X did something new with ice cream, I'm probably then just going to enter ice cream and the name of the researcher or something like that. So it sort of depends on the purpose. If my purpose is for me to find other information that I can pass on to other people, that tends to be general.
Okay.
I know what I'm looking for, then I'm going to be as specific as possible.
Okay, excellent. And thinking about your usage of dairy information, let's talk about what type of content and formats would be most useful for you. And so I have this big long list of different ways we can present content for you. And I'm going to go read them off, and you let me know if it's useful, would be useful sometimes, or wouldn't be useful to you.
Okay, wait, there was a lot of echoing. Can you repeat that question real quick?
Sure. I have a list of different ways that we can present content to you. And I'll go ahead and read them off, and if you would let me know if what I'm reading would be useful, is useful sometimes, or wouldn't be useful to you.
Sure.
Okay. The first one is research summary.
It would depend. Short two-sentence research summaries might be helpful. Sometimes much more in-depth research summaries would be less useful. So I mean, I think, you know, when you say research summary, you know, if we're talking just two sentences, that would probably be more useful on a more frequent basis than three or four paragraphs summarizing a research study.
Okay. How about an abstract?
A what?
Abstract, like from a research paper, if we took the abstract and shared that with you.
Oh, I thought you said app. I'm like, an app for your phone? Okay, an abstract. Yes. You know, again, I would sort of put an abstract in the category of probably less useful.
Okay.
You know, again, that might be something that if I wanted something very specific, reading the abstract might be helpful. But if I'm just interested in, hey, what's new and current and what's going on, then I would rather have the one or two sentences.
Okay. How about a technical bulletin?
Can you tell me what you mean by technical bulletin?
Sure. Something that's a little more in-depth, that shares kind of information on how something works. Or new findings on you know, reducing sodium in cheese.
Okay, gotcha. I think that would probably be very useful.
Okay. How about a presentation?
A presentation. I would say it depends. If it's a presentation and, you know, I'm just thinking, here are some slides. That would be less useful than if I had sort of the script or the story that went along with the slides. I think sometimes, you know, we have the tendency, we look at slides and we automatically think we know what the basic idea is behind what's on the slide, and I think sometimes it could be confusing and it would be better to have the text or the script that goes along with that particular picture.
Absolutely. How about a peer-reviewed scientific paper?
That would probably be less useful for what we're doing.
Okay.
I would say that would be less useful.
A white paper.
That would be useful sometimes. I think depending on the issue and the timing of it, that could be useful sometimes.
Communications materials such as key messages, fact sheets, brochures.
So I do interact a lot with the dairy communications management team,
mm-hmm.
With what I do, and there's a lot of developing of communications materials. Here's what I would say about communications materials is they get out of date extremely quickly, because if you're talking about developing some sort of messaging material, usually it's in response to something that is happening.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that, I mean, it's great to have, it's great to develop. The problem is to keep the material current. So, you know, again, that would be my only caveat, is it can be extremely useful, provided that, you know, every time something pops up, you're automatically going back and adjusting that data.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so if I'm putting statistics as part of my key messaging, that needs to be updated on a fairly regular basis. You know, if I'm putting in something on a hot topic, every time that hot topic resurfaces in the media, you really need to go back and look at your key messages and making sure that you're addressing the new focus that it might be taking in the media, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. Trade publication articles.
Trade publication articles. Again, I would say it depends. If it's an opinion piece, that's probably less useful. If it's something more along the lines of a sort of a technical summary that happens to be in a trade publication, that would be more useful.
Okay. A newsletter.
Newsletters. I think newsletters do have a purpose, and I think that they can be useful. One of the things that I like to see in newsletters is, you know, obviously in a newsletter, your stories, your articles are going to be very short. They're going to mm-hmm. summarize things. There needs to be a way to direct whoever's reading the newsletter for more information. So if I want more information on this very specific topic, I can go to this specific website. You know, so as mm-hmm. I'm not saying, you know, okay, so if you want more information on any of the topics in this newsletter, go to usdairy.com. But okay, if you want more information on this particular article that I have on page 2 of my newsletter, go to this specific page at usdairy.com. That would be very, very useful.
Okay. All right, well, my last question for you is an easy one. Do you have any additional comments or thoughts that you'd like to share?
Oh, my goodness. I don't think so. Now, I will be honest, when I got the email asking me to schedule a call to talk about possibly a new search engine on usdairy.com, what I did was I spoke to some of the people in our office here mm-hmm. who work on issues that would be related to material that might be on usdairy.com. And I said, okay, here are the questions, you know, sort of the preliminary questions that they said. What do you guys have in terms of feedback about the website? Let's see. The one comment that everybody had was that it was extremely hard to find information. So they felt that while there was useful information there, for example, one person I talked to, he routinely works on sustainability and environmental issues, and he mm-hmm. was going through the website, you know, and his comment was, wow, you know, I never even knew most of this stuff was here, you know, or, wow, I never would have thought that the material he was looking for would have been under a specific subtopic. You know, sort of the theme that I kept getting back was that it was hard to tell what was on the website. So, if that's a helpful comment.
That is absolutely a helpful comment. And what we're doing, what we're hoping to do is, with this new search capabilities and this new database of additional resources, we're hoping that we'll be able to get people to the content that they are looking for faster. So that's kind of the purpose of this. So hopefully we will have those concerns addressed. But that is great feedback, and I will let the broader USDairy.com team know that, because I know that there's been some discussions over here about navigability, excuse me, and how we can improve that as well.
Okay, well, I mean, like I said, you know, I know the person who was working on sustainability said he was looking for, I think he was looking for something on life cycle analysis. And, you know, he didn't type that into the search box. He said, oh, life cycle analysis, that'll be under sustainability. So he clicked on sustainability, and then there was just a list of topics, and he said, oh gosh, I have no clue where the life cycle analysis would be. So, you know, it's almost like, well, if someone has an idea of where they think material is, they're probably not going to use the search engine. You know, they're going to mm-hmm. probably try to navigate it and find it on their own. So that was sort of the overall comment from some of the folks here that I was talking to.
All right, excellent. Well, thank you so much for your time, Beth, and the feedback has been so helpful. And we really appreciate your taking the time to speak with us on this. And if you have any thoughts or anything else pops into your mind, I believe you have my email address that was included in the invite. So please don't hesitate to shoot me an email or give me a call.
Okay.
All right. Thanks so much, Beth.
Thank you.
Vader-Redder. I just wanted to give you a quick call back and say thanks so much for taking the time to listen in. I think she had some great answers, and she was very detailed, so I had to skip through about half my questionnaire, but what she did answer was great. Absolutely. And that's something that we've been talking about a little bit lately on our calls, and how we can make sure that we get the right information there through keywords and summaries, but also we're looking at ways for people to be able to preview what they're looking at too. Absolutely. All right. I believe the next one is tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., but I have Doug's last name listed next to that, so I'm going to have to go back and double check. Okay. This is with Peter Zoltai at Hood. Okay. It should not be Doug. Okay. All right, well, I will give you a call tomorrow a little before 9 a.m. then. All right, thanks, Bill. Have a good one. Thanks. Bye.